Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to an all-new brand, new Russell Wortham Show, coming to you live, commercial-free, from my super-secret Batcave. Folks, we are back and back in the middle of greatness. We are efforting our way towards Crown Jewel on Saturday, 10 a.m. on the West Coast, 1 a.m., 1 p.m. over on the east, and if I'm not mistaken, for my good friends over in the UK, that's going to be 6 p.m., so I'm extraordinarily grateful that you guys are going to be able to see this at a decent time, so there's that. So, with that said, welcome in, everybody. Like I said, if you're new here, kick your feet up, get something warm to drink. It is starting to get chilly outside, but we persevere. This is your one-stop shop for everything WWE. And like I said, we are getting closer to Crown Jewel on Saturday. So, a couple of things before we get into this episode, which is going through last couple weeks or so of SmackDown to get you ready for Crown Jewel. Of course, heard about the tragic passings of Bobby Knight yesterday and earlier in the week, Matthew Perry. That one, Matthew Perry, that just shocked me. When I found out, I was like, are you kidding? Are you kidding me with this? It's really sad. So I just wanted to mark that that occasion, if you will. So with that out of the way, let's get going with SmackDown. Now, I did watch the last 3 weeks, so, one that happened just this past week, week before, and then the week before that, but I'm only going to be focusing on the first two SmackDowns after Fastlane. I tried to watch that one from this past week, and was just a lot of rinse repeat. It's getting to be a bit of a problem for WWE. But we start off with the SmackDown after Fastlane. First 20 minutes were promo with Paul Heyman and LA Knight and Roman Reigns and John Cena. I mean, it's just, I don't know. It's, I love a good promo. I really do. And there are people like Paul E that, I mean, I could listen to them all day long because they are that inviting. They are that enticing. You want to hear what they have to say. But this has been kind of like a slow burn. It's just been just a really slow burn. I was like, okay, just it's like Monty Python said all those years ago, just get on with it already. So, the first match was the Brawling Brutes versus Pretty Deadly. And, hey, if they've revamped Pretty Deadly's music to be more of a disco sound, I was digging. I'm not going to lie. I was digging the whole thing. Wheelchair was a bit much. I mean, that's coming from a guy that is in a wheelchair. That was a bit much. But the Brutes dominated most of this match. But Pretty Deadly gets a cheap victory. Now, what do I think about the Brawling Brutes? I think that there is equity in them. I think that there is money to be made, but they've been on a pronounced losing streak as of late, and I don't get that. I honestly do not get that. I think, yes, Sheamus is injured, but I mean, Pete Dunne, Butch, right? I mean, he was right in the thick of it for the Heritage Cup tournament, and then lost in the finals to Noam Dar, but then you've got Ridge Holland, and I mean, this guy has unlimited potential. I do not understand why they haven't really gone and done anything really with Ridge. I honestly don't. I think, okay, that's pretty insane. You got Zelina Vega versus Bayley. Blink and you'll miss it. Bayley beat her in like 3 minutes. It was weird. I get the LWO, but I don't get the LWO. The LWO of WCW was, I don't want to say it was comic relief, but I mean, it was kind of comic relief. That's unfortunately where I think this is heading for this version with Rey Mysterio, with Zelina Vega, with Legado del Fantasma. I think they have a good, solid idea there, but again, WWE just doesn't seem to want to really push them, which I think is weird. They had a tag match, and then Solo versus LA Knight. LA Knight gets laid out at the end. And then the only other show that I'm going to be dealing with was not this last week, but the week before. Again, you had another 20-minute promo, so I skipped through that. Montez versus Santos. Montez Ford wins with a cheap win. Yeah, Dragon Lee and Cameron Grimes versus Grayson Waller and Austin Theory. That was a short match. And, of course, Cameron Grimes took the pin to really protect Dragon Lee. And then Charlotte versus EO, and EO wins. A little bit of a cheap win on there. Here's the interesting thing. And I have no information. I've got no information. But I think it's very interesting that Tony Khan has signed to long-term deals Andrade who is Charlotte's husband. And now, as of, I think it was either today or yesterday, that AEW has signed Ric Flair to a multi-year contract. And so, is that their way of saying, okay, Charlotte, you need to jump ship. We've got your dad, we've got your husband, and you've beaten everybody. You've beaten everybody. Now, I think it's very interesting that Jay Cargill is now in WWE, and she looks like a million bucks. Good Lord. I mean, she looks like a million bucks. I don't know how to feel about her, though, because sometimes she looks like she's like this straight-up baby face. Sometimes she looks like she's a straight-up heel. I don't know. Maybe that's what WWE was doing, was like, hey, you know, we're going to get Jay Cargill. If Charlotte wants to leave, we'll let her leave. We'll pretty much put this ambiguous character onto Jade. And it's basically a one-for-one, you know, swap. So, I don't know. We'll see what happens with that. But that is essentially the show for today. Tomorrow is going to be a big, big show. Halloween Havoc, then Fastlane, and we're going to be previewing Crown Jewel on Saturday. Big show. Now, before we close up shop for this episode, bit of a non-wrestling thing. As many of you have probably been hearing this week, the Beatles have released what they're calling to be their final song, then and now. Or now and then, I think it's now and then, I've heard just a snippet of it. It's really good, really, really good. So if you go out on your way, you know, go out, you know, of your way, go listen to it wherever you stream your music. Go on to YouTube. It is really, really good. So I'm going to be listening to that. Yeah, just going to enjoy, the final Beatles song, whew, what a career, holy smokes. So, that all said, I will be back one final show for, tomorrow, and then Crown Jewels on Saturday, and then we will get back on track with doing a show each and every Saturday from now until the end of the year. So, that's where we're at. So, until I see you guys tomorrow, this is, of course, Russell Wortham, and just like the Beatles sang all those many, many years ago, love is all you need. I will see you guys tomorrow.